Down in New Orleans where the blues were born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On the side in Rambo Street, the combos play with the mambo beat. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo. Down in New Orleans.
All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You're probably scratching your head going, wait, what? Mardi Gras? So soon? Well, sort of. We've got some folks in the house today. Actually, you're familiar with Chris Roney. You've known him with Ace on Locks. However, he's wearing a different hat today, and he's with his friend Brian Williams, both also wearing different hats, several hats, actually. But this is all about the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. Crew of Priscus is doing a big fundraiser.
That's right.
So you're both on the board of the foundation. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
President and Vice President?
Yep.
So we have basically royalty in the house?
We are wearing different hats. I'm normally here as Ace on Locks.
And yes.
He's the owner of Cool Companies. So
that's right. Yes, of course.
So, yeah. That's right. So, but today we're here to and thank. Want to shout out to Mary and Dave Hoxing for letting us come out and talk about this. It's a very worthy cause. So
absolutely. So I guess let's start with the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the mission and what the whole organization's about.
So the foundation, the main goal or the mission of the foundation is to support the men and women of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And they do that by strengthening the bond between the sheriff's office and the community that it serves, which is, you know, if you think about it, and it's also funded completely by businessmen and women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not taxpayer funded. So
okay.
they do several things.
Nonprofit.
Right. It's a nonprofit and they do several things. They do several fundraisers and that's
okay.
why we're here today. So
gotcha.
We'll get into those fundraisers here, but we actually, this particular one. This golf tournament is a heavy, heavy lift. This is a big golf tournament, and we need a lot of volunteers, which is why we use the crew of Priscus.
Aha,
because,
okay.
And it's a great crew. It's definitely a worthy cause, but then, you know, we get their help because we couldn't do it without them. So.
Okay, so now I have to ask the question, crew of Priscus. I probably should know, but I don't know what Priscus means.
Ooh, I'll let Brian talk about crew of Priscus.
What is the crew of Priscus? Yeah.
I mean, I'm the president, but he founded it. So,
I mean, I know what Mardi Gras means,
Yeah.
So, long story short, me and my wife's from New Orleans. We have been doing Mardi Gras since we were kids.
Oh, wait a minute. Say that. Say new again. Say
New
that.
Orleans.
Yes. Yes.
He's from New Orleans.
From New Orleans,
baby. I love that.
So we've been involved in different Mardi Gras crews here in Pensacola. We wanted to do something different, try to bring in traditions of New Orleans, but also tie in Pensacola. So we did a lot of research, help with Danny Zimmerman and D.C. Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the first parade that was ever put on here back in the 1874, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Was a parade they put on, and it was King Priscus who they did that parade after. That's why the royalty of Pensacola each year is crowned King and Queen Priscus.
Okay.
So we got approval through Pensacola Mardi Gras mm-hmm. to do our crew after that, you know, heritage.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then we want to tie in different things of Pensacola. That's why the first float looks like Frisco, the train down on Garden Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's a replica of that.
Okay.
Which you
life-size replica
from
it's
Nashville.
Huge.
I didn't know all this. Yeah. I love
100%.
This.
There's a lot of research went into it.
Yep. Yeah.
And then the second float that we currently have is called Palafox.
Okay.
And each building, the float has about 7 or 8 different buildings on it, and it all replicates a building of downtown Pensacola.
That's so cool.
And their name. So it's a lot of history, a lot of stuff we wanted to put into it. So it's a very fun Mardi Gras crew. The crew is mostly couples, but we do have individuals. But it's mostly business owners, entrepreneurs, community leaders, people that want to go have a good time and enjoy Mardi Gras,
mm-hmm.
but support our community at the same time.
Well, that's what I love about our crews. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so many of our crews, it's not just Mardi Gras weekend or week. They are active year round with community projects. So this is the perfect example of that.
This one's always doing something. It's very involved in the community.
So let's talk about the golf tournament.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, so
we could talk about Mardi Gras, and
it's gonna it's coming up. It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
But the golf tournament itself is one of the main. We do it every year for the Sheriff's Foundation, and we use Crew of Priscus to, you know, because we need the volunteers, and it's one of the main ones that we do, and we raise as much money as we can. Last year we raised
Last year we donated to the Sheriff's Foundation $23,102.42.
Wow. Fantastic. Yes.
So that's actually a direct contribution to them.
That's right. You know, that's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah. And they and there's lots of initiatives that this can go to. People say, well, you know, what does the foundation use that money for? Well, sometimes they make direct payments to the members or to the guys that are, you know, the officers of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
And their time of need if they get hurt on the job, if they can't work, this kind of help. It's a small token, but it kind of helps offset their income.
Right. Just a bridging, you know, right. It just gives them just to take a little bit of pressure off at a really, really tough time in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they do is, can y'all hear me okay?
We hear you just fine,
okay.
Yeah.
So the other thing that they do is, I'd say this is maybe one of the things I'm most proud of, is the Blazer Academy.
Oh.
And, you know, we have our sheriff is just he's just a visionary. I mean, I really, you know, he's done so many good things in the community. One of these is the Blazer Academy, and people aren't even aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are other things that he does. I mean, there's Citizens Law Enforcement Academy, and, you know, that's done through the Sheriff's Department itself. But the Blazer Academy is, and I'm going to read this because this is coming, Whitney Lucas.
Please.
Yeah, I had Whitney print this out because I didn't want to screw this up.
Aww.
So I'm going to read it verbatim because it's really cool, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. The Sheriff's Blazer Academy gives local 13, 14, and 15-year-olds the opportunity to build confidence, character, and leadership skills while connecting them with positive role models. The Sheriff's Foundation helps make that experience possible at no cost to the kids or their families. We're not asking you to fund a program. We're asking you to invest in the next generation of leaders in our community.
Wow.
And it really, now, what does all that mean? So I actually put my kids through the Blazer Academy.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah, I wanted them out. And it ends up being, it's 6 weeks, and then a 7th week is, the seventh day is graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually was on my way to school today with Evan. I was taking Evan to school, and I said, hey, what was your favorite thing about Blazer Academy? And he looked at me and he goes, I think it was the speaking, the leadership part.
Oh.
He said, you weren't allowed to just sit and not participate. They called you up there and they would ask you questions and they got you speaking and mm-hmm. they got you talking. It got me really involved, and I got to meet, you know, these other 20 students that were in there from all different walks of life. You know, everybody's from different places.
In different schools.
They're just in our community. Yeah, different.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
So, you know, he's from Gulf Breeze, and he's, you know, talking to kids from Escambia, mm-hmm. and, you know, Pensacola. So, anyway, the one thing that stood out to him was it was either Andy or Chip or somebody stood up and said, you know, sell me this pen. And everybody kind of looked at him sideways, like, you know, what?
Right.
Got a pen. But I remember because at some point he goes, why would I have to sell a pen, Dad? I said, son, it's not about the pen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about getting you up there talking. And that's what they're doing. They're getting them up there, getting them out of there. He actually said this came from Evan's mouth. I was shocked. He's 15.
Uh-huh.
He said, they got me out of my box.
Oh.
You know, because he's in that group of kids that sits in front of a computer and
sure.
you know,
and they've got their phones.
He's
got them.
Yeah, he. So this the Blazer Academy is really good, but they're also doing other things. Like, I know for a fact that when you show up, they'll teach you how to do things as simple as how to shake hands properly,
etiquette.
Oh, right.
I mean,
right.
How to look somebody in the eye and introduce mm-hmm. yourself mm-hmm. and how to present yourself, how to tie a tie.
Wow.
You know,
these are all good things.
These are all really good things. Now, this is, and now granted, I'm just catching it from the boys' side, but there's
also a
girls' Blazer Academy.
Okay. Right.
And at the end, and you're literally at no cost to them or the families, they're given.
Or the community.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or the community for that. This is all done through the business. They are, they're given a blazer, a brand new pair of pants, shoes, and it's amazing.
Wow.
So when you're graduating, you got all these kids and they just look amazing. And guess what? You're actually getting them in front of other police officers,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's creating that connection and that bond, that very bond that is the mission of the Sheriff's Department. And that's why we're so involved with the golf tournament, and we're trying to raise as much money as we can.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get the details of the golf tournament,
yes.
How you can get involved and sign up, when, where, all the details. So don't go away. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Chris and Brian with the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation, Crew of Priscus, all about the upcoming fundraising golf tournament. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. If you've got a question for them, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts this morning are with the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation and the crew of Priscus, all about a big event that they're having as a fundraiser. Chris and Brian are here. Thank you guys for coming in. This sounds like a wonderful cause and a great event coming up.
It is. It's a huge event. We've been doing it. This will be the fourth year, I think. It's our fourth year of the tournament. Third year of the tournament. And it's getting bigger and bigger every year. And I actually have this list, and I'm looking at this list, and it's just a who's who of Pensacola businesses.
I love
that
it.
That are going to be there.
Okay.
So yeah, it's so what we, and this was entirely Brian's idea. We decided we wanted to create a golf tournament that really got the community involved,
mm-hmm.
and made it more about the community than golf. Because
okay.
let's just be honest. Not everybody loves to play golf, but everybody loves to eat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And we all love to support our local restaurants.
Right.
And we're very proud of it. I mean, Pensacola, right? So listen to this list. This is a really these are all going to be there at the golf tournament.
Ah.
And some will be out on holes.
Okay.
And so by the way, everybody that I'm mentioning here is at no charge. They are coming out on their own dime and their resources. So
okay.
Krispy Kreme.
Yay.
To start off, we got to start. We got breakfast in the morning,
yay.
Right? Krispy Kreme, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Is going to be providing breakfast. Starbucks. And then we've also got, don't forget Lewis Bear Company, Lewis Bear and Buffalo Rock. They're going to be out there supporting
excellent.
Us. Yep, they'll be out there. BJ's Restaurant. The establishment, Slick Lips downtown. Remember, I don't know if anybody's eating Slick Lips downtown. You talk about great food
great
there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay.
Yep. Big Moose Barbecue.
Aha.
Big Moose Barbecue is going to be there.
Little Moose.
Yep. Soon to be Little Moose. And Margaritas to Go. We got Mr. Ducote's coming out there. We've got the Fish House. Thank
nice.
You. Thank you, Collier Merrill. Yep. He's got, and I know for a fact that he's bringing out his. It's the grits. The famous grits that
shrimp
they do.
Shrimp and grits?
Yeah, the shrimp and grits that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing. Shaka Bar. Bubba's 33 is going to be out there.
Okay.
So we love Bubba's. We've got Proper Burger coming out, serving their burger. They're going to be doing sliders, which is amazing. And then we've also got Carrabba's Italian Grill, Bamboo Willie's. Hooters is going to be out there with their famous wings. Everybody, Moe's Southwestern Grill, Hotspot Barbecue. And then we've also got Zam's. Coming out there, they're brand new, and then also Costello's Meats is coming as the Greeks Catering. So
okay,
that's going to be.
I'm officially hungry now. You
right.
got to tell me where, where and when.
You can't beat this. Yeah, you can't beat this. So
where is it? When is it?
October 23rd.
Okay,
it's going to be October 23rd, and it's going to be at Tiger Point Golf Course.
Fun.
We're teeing off at 9:00. The festivities and everything begins at 8:00. You can get there at 8:00. Get your breakfast. Like I said, October 23rd, and it's going to be amazing. We are looking for sponsors. That's what we need. We
okay.
need sponsors, and there's three different ways to sponsor. We have our title sponsor is still available, so we got some big businesses out there looking. We've got a $7,500 sponsorship. We've also got the $3,000 gold sponsorship and a $1,500 sponsorship, and we're looking for those sponsors. So we need, and each one of those comes with golf teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it also comes with tee signs, and I almost forgot about our hole in one sponsors. Can't forget about them. We got Jessica Lee
with Kia Motorsports.
Kia Motorsports,
okay.
She's going to be out there with a hole in one. You can win a
Kia Auto Sports.
Kia Auto Sports. You can win a car.
Oh, yeah. With a hole in one.
I think Brian's doing a golf cart. Are you gonna potentially?
Yeah, Cool Carts is sponsoring a hole in one. Hopefully, when somebody wins a cool golf cart.
Cool is that?
Absolutely.
So two shots at a hole in one. Oh,
love it.
And I've also got our newly Division I UWF golf team.
Yay!
Is going to be out there.
Oh, excellent.
So last year I had Kristen Dorsey out there and the girls, and they were driving number 18 because that's how far those girls can hit it. They could drive number 18 green.
Further than Chris.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
But because they went D1 this year, it's kind of messed with the schedule, so we get the guys. So we're going to have the guys out there this year. So Steve Fell is going to have a few of the men's golf team out there.
Excellent.
And I haven't decided what green they're going to be driving or how they're going to be doing it. But it's always fun to watch these guys. I mean, I don't know if you've seen them recently, but they're all 6'4", and they hit the golf ball 350
right.
yards, and it's just impressive to watch.
Wow.
It's amazing to watch.
Well,
and it's a lot of fun.
If you don't play, just still come out and have a good time, right?
yeah.
So let me ask you this. What about teams? What if I want to play? Do I have to? Is it a team deal or what's it? Is it a scramble? What is the,
it is,
the format?
So, well, what we, like I said, it's not as much about golf. We are not, we're not making, you don't, we don't want you to think you have to be able to play golf. Come out and enjoy the community part of it. But yes, we do have teams available. They're going to be limited because the sponsorships are filling up, and that's what we're really after.
Ah, okay.
But you can come purchase a team, and it's a team of four. It's going to be a scramble.
Okay.
And at this juncture, because of, you know, it's not super competitive, right? We're not not trying to.
Please.
It's not super competitive.
It.
For some people,
right?
Yeah,
for
don't tell
who?
That to Chip.
We
Chip's competitive.
Chip is competitive.
I'm saying you and Chris. Okay, give me a break.
But we're out there to have fun and bring awareness to the crew. Bring awareness to the Sheriff's Foundation, promote the Blazer Academy, promote the, everything that we've got going on. And the fact that we get to use local companies to do that and that they're willing to come out there and spend time with us and give their time and treasure and resources to support this cause is just great. It's something we love.
You've heard me say it before, but we live in the best community in the world.
We really do.
Absolutely.
I really think the most generous, and people are so helpful.
Yeah.
And if you have a question about this, now's time to ask it. We've got our experts here, 850-437-1620. Mm-hmm. Give us those dates again, just so people can get it on their calendars.
October 23rd, Tiger Point.
Okay.
Friday morning, check-in time's 8 a.m.
Yep.
And tee off at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Okay.
And plan on spending about half the day. We try to get you out of there by 1 o'clock or so.
There's no rush.
Yeah. So, well, you won't. I promise you, you won't go away hungry.
I promise you,
you won't go away hungry.
Sounds
and
like
you get
a
to
lot
meet some
food.
Great people.
Yeah.
There's other departments, other counties that come. Sheriff Bob Johnson comes.
That's right.
Oh, good. Okay.
And you have a lot of different deputies in the department out there.
Yep.
And
obviously,
it's just a fun event. Very fun event.
Sheriff Chip Simmons will be there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, Whitney will be there. We had some first responders there. I know we had the fire department there last year. That was fun.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They get competitive. They do.
Yeah,
so.
I bet they do.
We actually have an AR-15 golf ball shooter out there too that they it's fun to shoot because it shoots the golf ball about 300 yards.
Oh my
so,
goodness.
It's fun. Yeah.
That makes sense with the sheriff's office.
Yep.
But okay.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
We did have a question from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620. What's the age group for the Blazer Academy?
13, 14, and 15-year-olds.
Perfect.
That's the sweet spot. That's where they, yeah. That's
so where would someone go if they wanted to find out more about that?
The Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. If you go to the website, there's it's a Escambia. I should know that. I should know that.
Well, we have our research department here.
Yeah,
I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, but you go there, and there's a place to contact us. I know that. It is, and I'll see if I could dig it up real fast. This is what we were talking about. Try to find something on your phone while you're on the radio.
I've gotten very good at it. Well, I know you can go to the Escambia County. The Sheriff's Office website is escambiaso.com.
Yeah.
Escambia, so you can go there.
Yes.
And I'm not sure. The foundation has its own website.
It's Escambia. It's escambiacsf.org.
There you go.
That's what it is. So you go there and click on Contact Us, and you will probably be contacted back by Whitney herself. And she's the president. So that's
excellent.
Yep.
Okay. So. Well, this is exciting. If you just joined us, we're talking with Brian and Chris, who are on the board of the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation, getting ready for a big golf tournament to raise funding for all the different things that they do. They do outreach for, sounds like you were saying, injured officers and people that have some gaps possibly in what's happening, possibly a child maybe. There's so many things I'm sure that you take care of. But this Blazer Academy just sounds wonderful.
It is. It's something, and again, it's not very well known. So it's, and I think, I can't remember how many classes they put through now, but I think they're in about 5 years of this. And I know they're doing about 50 students a year. So, I mean, it's really touching the community.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk more about the big tournament coming up for the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends Brian and Chris with the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. Guys, got a big tournament come up. Let's wrap it up so folks can find out how to get involved.
Yes, yes. So, again, put on by the crew of Priscus. We will be out there October 23rd to show up at 8 o'clock. Tee off at 9. We're really looking for sponsors. We've still got three sponsorship levels available. Go to crewofpriscusgolf.com. That's
okay.
Where you can look. And you can also, if you hit contact, and you'll end up getting a phone call from me.
Okay, very good. From Chris.
Buy a tee sign for your company. Every penny benefits the Sheriff's
Absolutely.
Foundation, which benefits the Blazer Academy.
And Absolutely. It goes directly to the foundation.
That's correct, 100%.
Yep. Okay. And there is actually a link on there for tee signs as well.
Okay.
Tee signs are $150. Come out and Yeah, we'll put as many up as you can. Let's just put them all over the golf course.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Okay, and what are the dates again?
Again, October 23rd.
It's a Saturday.
Friday. That's a Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday. Yeah. Oh, Friday. That's okay.
Everybody's taking golf off. Yeah. Off on Friday.
Okay, we got you. Friday.
So, but at Tiger Point Golf Club. And be there at 8 because, you know, we're going to have breakfast and then we're going to feed you all the way around. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. Well, we had a couple questions coming in about the Academy. What's the website for that again if they're interested?
GambiaCSF.org.
Perfect.
You got it.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much, Meg.
Fun.
Appreciate you having us
Thanks,
on.
Meg.
Absolutely. Best of luck with the tournament. I know we've got some folks listening that play golf. And like you said, it's not competitive.
Nope. It's not. I promise. Come and eat.
Okay. Come eat and have fun and support a great cause. The Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. Thanks, guys. This is Pep Talk. Appreciate being here.
Thank you.